God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Do you know anyone with problems? And is that person you? All of us have problems. And most of the time, we don't ask for them. In fact, none of us would consciously ask for problems. Sometimes we sin or we do something wrong and problems result, but not always. In John chapter 9, verse 1, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? There was a working, solid assumption among the disciples that this was the result of their sin. Now, there's no doubt that we live in a sin-cursed earth and that pain and suffering come from that sin. But not every problem that you have comes specifically because of something wrong that you have done. Now, we need to be open to that. We need to be quick to repent of anything we're doing that needs to be changed, a change of mind. But having said that, most times we don't ask for problems consciously, and we don't even necessarily always sin that brings on a problem. Sometimes we just have problems. And so what was Jesus' answer to the assumption of the disciples? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. The word there means to make actual and visible, that the works of God may be made manifest in him. Now, problems. They hunt in packs. Like a pack of wolves, they hunt in packs. Normally, they don't just come one at a time. They come three or four at a time. They don't play fair, and hence the feeling you sometimes had, well, this isn't fair. Well, no. And problems always come at the wrong time. That's part of what a problem is. Part of a problem is the inopportune time at which it shows up. If they came at a good time and you were prepared, why wouldn't be a problem then, would it? So here's a man who was born blind. Now, you know, sometimes I have a problem over which I'm worrying, and then I get another problem that's even greater, and I wonder why I was worrying about the first problem because it seems so small by comparison. Here's a man that was born blind, and it may be that you have two good eyes. It may be that you do not, but if you do, you can certainly be thankful for that. In any event, what is Jesus teaching here? He's teaching us to have open eyes to whatever it is that God wants to show you through problems. No matter the source of the problem, God wants to use that to shape and strengthen and teach you. In this particular case, this man was given sight by the Lord Jesus, and there were lessons of obedience and faith and courage. And the whole story is about those who are blind, those who are physically blind and gained sight, and those who are spiritually blind and stayed blind because they were willfully so. This blind man talks to his countrymen. Jesus healed this man, by the way. He gave him a sight on the Sabbath day. And they say to him, hey, what happened to you? You say you were blind. What happened? He said, this man came in. He put clay on my eyes. He told me to wash, and I came seeing. And they're skeptical. They go to his parents, and they say, what happened to your son? You say he was blind. What happened to him? And they plead ignorance. They say, well, I think he is our son, come to think of it. And yeah, you know, he never did see well. In fact, yeah, he was blind. Yes, he can see now, but how it happened, we don't know. Ask him. He's an adult. And they were fearful because they were afraid of being put out of the synagogue were they to acknowledge who Jesus is, which you can understand, though it wasn't right. So the people that were questioning this man and his parents were spiritually blind and willfully so. And this man who had gained his sight was an evidence. He was a manifestation. He was a visible example of the works of God. And they were made actual, as the word manifest indicates, by taking the God that they said they worshiped and putting him in human form, in the form of God the Son, Jesus Christ. So have open eyes to whatever it is that God wants to show you. Two things blind us. Fear blinds. Fear blinds. Sometimes we're ignorant willfully because we know that if we acknowledge what it is we know, why we'll be obligated to act in response to the truth. And these parents, they said, hey, ask our son what happened to him. He's an adult. We don't know what happened. They were missing, at least at this stage, the lesson that Jesus wanted to teach because they were fearful. Hatred blinds. especially that born of the pride variety. These people, these countrymen of the blind men, especially the religious leaders, they were blind. They said sarcastically to Jesus, "Are we blind also?" And the answer is yes, yes, they were. Their hatred had blinded them to the Lord Jesus. The blind men, when pressed over and again, somewhat sarcastically, says, "Why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he, Jesus, is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes." What do you know? You don't know who this guy is or where he's come from. You know, we're supposed to be looking for the Messiah, and this man, whoever he is, sinner or saint, he just gave me my sight. Who do you think he is? You know, these perfectly whole people were completely blind because they didn't want to see. And this simple man came in childlike faith to the Lord Jesus. And when Jesus said, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said to him, "Thou hast both seen him." Interesting word, isn't it? "And it is he that speaketh or talketh with thee." And the blind man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. You know, this happened, this calamity, not because God hated this man. In fact, it was his grace that restored his sight. No, this happened that the works of God would be manifest, made actual and visible in his life. I don't know what God is wanting to take, maybe some bad thing in your life, and make it good to the extent that it teaches or is enlightened by his truth. But don't let ignorance, don't let rather fear or hatred blind you. Look to Jesus and hear what he says.